This is CliffCentral.com.
Anyway, enough of us.
Yeah,
chin wagging here. We've got Candy Benson in the studio. Candy, hello. You're on mic number one. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here.
Well,
thank you for joining us.
Thanks for being here. I mean, I must have been quite an anticlimax. Gareth's not here, but hey, you've got us.
No, it's fantastic to be here. I must tell you, I'm here, but I'm not completely awake yet.
See, as I was just about to say, thank you for joining us, and I don't know what time you're usually up in the morning, because it is a bit of a struggle for some.
You have no idea. Usually we go to bed after 4 in the morning, because I mean, that's an artist sort of, you know, routine. Yeah. You don't sleep before 3 o'clock any morning. And this morning I had to get up at 3:45.
Yes.
This morning, because Krugersdorp is sitting without water.
Oh, no.
For more than a day already, and I literally had to go get Valpray bottles of water and boil it in a little tiny kettle and pour into the bath. Yeah. Eventually I was like bathing in like this much water, washing hair, and just getting completely ready for the interview today.
That is amazing. See, I mean, the hardships are real here, and yet you still come here looking like $1 million.
Ah, well, this is the thing. We'd be none the wiser, because you look perfectly put together.
Ah, thank you. Not too bad.
What I've learned when I stand in for Gareth here, people say don't talk about when you screw up, because people don't actually know. So this morning you could have walked in here going, oh, I had a great night's sleep. What a lovely morning. Everything's going great.
You know what? I'm me. I'm down to earth, and what you see is what you get. So I tell it like it is. That's just how I am.
So singer, songwriter, all-around performing artist. But another thing I find interesting about your bio is that there's the kind of every genre of dance you seem to nail.
Yes.
I mean, did this all happen like once, or are these things you picked up as you go along?
I picked it up as I went along. I started singing from the age of 3, if you can believe that. There's actually a YouTube video of me singing I Will Always Love You, very ambitious at the age of 3.
Oh, well, it's a good start, because Whitney Houston was a role model back then. So that was pre-Bobby and pre-crack days.
Way before that.
So obviously you had a good eye from the age of 3. Very good.
And then basically after that, I started doing the singing competitions and the dancing competitions. Started with the Latin and ballroom, and then went on to the hip-hop and the modern and the contemporary and the Bhangra and the country. And from there, I actually studied both music and dancing, because they both were my passions.
You tell me this isn't a toddlers and tiara story. You didn't have an overbearing mother or anything like
no,
that. This is all your own fire.
No. Trust me, when I was 3, Mom said, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to be a singer. She said to me, are you sure? I said, yes. So she entered me into a whole lot of competitions, did essays, did world champs, went to America. At the age of 12, I won junior world champion in the category rock for the vocal. So that was awesome. And then after matric, Mom was like, okay, you can sing. My dad's the softie. My mom's the stricter one. She's like, if you want to sing, you have to bring all A's home. Top 10 academic all the time. So I was like, okay, we got this. And after matric, my career just took off. And I must be honest, if it wasn't for my parents, I wouldn't be where I am now. They support me. They sit sometimes till 4 o'clock, because Mom's momager and Dad's the karaoke. He carries all the speakers and sets up the equipment, and they sit there till 3 o'clock and whatever. You know, sometimes we sing till like, say, 8 o'clock, but then it's in bloom, and then it's a 4-hour drive back home.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, you know, it looks all glam. Everyone thinks the whole singing and performing thing is so glamorous and everybody wants to be a singer. It's hard work.
Okay, but now it gets even more impressive. You do that not only in English, but you also do Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
Because that to me, and this is no disrespect to the different cultures in this country, in my opinion, that's a very different ball game, because Afrikaans entertainment and the fan base is a lot more fanatical, a lot more loyal.
Yeah.
And I would imagine more pressure than that.
Not actually. Can I be honest with you?
There's so many Afrikaans performers out there. Whenever you see, like, and it's a big industry.
It really is big, but the Afrikaans people support the Afrikaans
artists.
Yeah. And if you start in Afrikaans and you go over to English, those Afrikaans fans will support your English music just as much as they supported your Afrikaans music.
Now, what happens if you do it the other way around? If you started in English and then you want to do Afrikaans, are they as accommodating? Are they as welcoming with open arms?
Honestly, I don't think so. I think that...
See, that's what held me back.
And then, oh, yes.
Yeah, and then I went and eventually stagnated in English.
Yes, but that's what held you back.
You know what the thing is?
It's not because you couldn't sing, but, you know, anyway.
In the English industry, you have to compete against international as well as local. So it's a little bit more difficult to get out there English. So I think if you start off English, you've achieved a lot if you get anywhere starting off English, because you have to compete against the international artists. Whereas Afrikaans, you're just competing local. And the Afrikaans people, they'll support their culture, if I can put it to you that way,
sure,
regardless. So it is more difficult going from English into Afrikaans because their first reaction is, why is this Soti trying to do Afrikaans now? Mm. But if they like your music, you've gained fans for life. So I think it depends on the material.
See, Candy, I find it impressive that you knew at age 3 already that you wanted to sing, because I always wonder a lot of the time, very talented singers, do they know that they can sing at a very young age, or do they kind of pick up that they can sing because people around them start telling them that, hey, you know what? You have a gift. You're very talented. You knew at age 3 already.
It's difficult because I was just one of those kids. Even as an adult, I'm very headstrong. There's no gray areas. It's either white or black for me. There's no in between. I know where I want to go, but I've always been that way, you know? So I also think it's how you were brought up. My parents brought, I'm the only child. Let me just put that out there.
I was just going to ask, because that's a big commitment if you're like the least talented sibling and you're going off to these gigs and stuff and they're at home playing PlayStation.
I'm definitely very blessed because I'm the only child, you know? A lot of my parents put all of their energy into me alone, you know? So that also helped a lot. But I think for some people, they have a talent and they don't know it. I didn't know if I had the talent or not. It's just something I wanted to do, and I worked hard to get where I am now.
Now, with regards to songwriting, I mean, that's something that I always find. It's like you either have good times or bad times. Is this something that you can find, again, going back to languages, is the one language easier than the other because it's kind of more expressive, or is it purely inspirational thing, universally?
Purely inspirational. My dad's English and my mom's Afrikaans, so I'm completely bilingual. 110%. But I don't just sing in Afrikaans and English. I do Spanish, Portuguese, Italian. I'm very quick in learning things.
You know, I don't
sponge like mine.
I don't think that you've achieved enough in your life, quite frankly.
I don't think it's been very long.
I don't even know why there's not too many strings to your bow. Wasting our time with us this morning. English, Afrikaans, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese. I mean, give me a break.
And you've got a massive YouTube following too. I don't know where we can go from here, basically.
So where and how did you end up picking up all the other languages?
A couple of years back, and I'm talking way back, I think I was still 18 years old, I started a band or a girl group called Chicas Tequila. I was the
Chicas Tequila?
Yes.
Tequila?
Tequila. Okay. For obvious reasons.
All right.
But the English, I was supposed to be the English girl. Mm-hmm. Then we had an Afrikaans girl and a Spanish girl. She was from Cuba, Bea.
Oh.
And she basically taught me how to sing in Spanish, how to talk a bit of Spanish. And then she basically said, listen, Portuguese and Italian is so similar. There's just slight different accent changes, but it's basically all the same. She taught me how to sing those specific songs because she speaks something like 13 languages.
Wow.
Mandarin, Cantonese, like everything, Russian.
So she's from east to west. She picks
pretty much. She's like a parrot, like me. And I tried a bit of Xhosa, Setswana. You know, I'm very interested in different cultures and the languages and the people. And it's so diverse. Our country is so diverse. And it's fun for me to be able to, you know, just learn something new that a lot of other people can't do, or challenge myself to do the things that other people won't.
You have like nothing in common with Rihanna then, because she just gets into the studio and she just goes, blah, 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 blah. I find that so admirable, though, because it's essentially, and you know, there's such a tough industry to kind of do well in as well. Like, you constantly have to keep evolving, that kind of stuff. So how do you balance the whole performing as you, the performer, as in actually, you know, obviously corporate gigs? This is something I find interesting with all the musical guests that we have. It's like something you've got to acknowledge and something you've got to put time and effort into. Like, do you get gigs that you kind of like, ugh, okay, I've got to? Or do you just find a way that you as a performer can make everything, no matter what it is, worthwhile?
I know everybody says this, it's my passion and I love it, but it's, you won't understand it unless you see me perform. You know, some days
I wouldn't say because I've got talent, but yeah, that's also that.
You know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, wow, it's going to be a long day. I have an afternoon gig and an evening gig. And then the next morning I have a ladies tea. And then that afternoon, you know, sometimes you do like 3 gigs a day.
Yeah.
You know, from Friday to Sunday. Exactly.
It's crazy.
And, you know, sometimes you wake up so tired. But the minute I start singing, it's as if this other person takes over me. It's like I've got this alter ego that I don't even know about that just takes over me. And once I start, I get into my own little bubble and it's as if no one can touch me. So I enjoy myself so much that I think it's almost like in Afrikaans, I say aansteeklik. You know, you infect the other people with your personality. If you're going to go up there with this, oh, I'm tired attitude, people are going to feed off your energy. If your energy sucks, everybody's going
to... Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really find that it's difficult for me.
Okay, well, I think we should play Waiting's your latest single, huh?
Yes, I am okay, so excited about it.
You're already excited. See, your energy's already made me want to press play. We're going to have a great musical day, so hopefully you can turn this around for us. Okay, have you got any other questions you want to ask Candy? Feel free to chat to us. Give us a call, 0861-555-189, or just the usual channels. WeChat, Touch Central app, Cliff Central app, and of course the Twitter. We'll get more from Candy after this with her latest song, Waiting. Is that enough of an intro? You can tell us all about it afterwards. Because there was another special songwriter involved here, wasn't there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's the latest from Candy Benson. That is Waiting with Daniel Barron and the songwriting there.
Yes.
Is that someone you've collaborated with before?
Yes, Daniel and I have been working together for many, many months. We have done about 4 or 5 songs together. I've written personally with him, but this song specifically was a song that we wrote together that we ended up reviving, and he rewrote half of the lyrics. And by the end of the song, you know when you get into that process of, we're going to fix the song up and make it more now. Because when we did the song was a year ago, you know, the music industry changes, the styles, the what's now changes so rapidly and so quickly that you have to be relevant, you know, and release when you do it. So once we got into that process of reviving the new song, it ended up being a completely different song, different lyrics, different melody, everything was completely different, and this is what came out.
I'm always fascinated by collaborations because, you know, you've got two creatives, and I always wonder when there are creative differences how you guys manage to resolve that. Or is it a case of you know, you pick up things from the other person that you're working with that you yourself feel you don't have? How does that whole work dynamic play out when you're collaborating with another creative?
Honestly, it's so much fun. Daniel Barron, we record with Brennan Campbell. He's one of Rubber Duck's band members. So he does the producing as well as Daniel. And they'll sit there and Daniel will go, I like this. And Brennan will go, no, boo, that's cheesy. Then they'll look at each other, then they'll end up giggling and they compromise, you know, okay, but I like this, but let's try it your way. And, you know, somehow it comes up, you know. And when I have my input, I just say, I first listen to them arguing.
Yeah.
And then I'll sit there and they'll go, okay, I hear what you're both saying, but what if we try this? Then it's like a moment of silence and they're like, okay, that could work. And then, you know, that's how it goes. There's no fighting or... You know, it's actually fun. You're quabbling. You know, you're not really fighting, but you basically biting each other's shit.
I suppose if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have the chemistry in order to get any sort of work done.
And that's it.
And do you guys not get territorial? You know, especially when it comes to the songwriting aspect, because that is such a personal experience that you go through as a songwriter, and then to lay it out there for the rest of us to hear. You guys don't get territorial about
not
protecting your bit of the song that they feel, oh, maybe we should drop this or we should change that.
I suppose in a way, yes, because obviously, you know, each person feels protective over what they've done, their input to the song, but it doesn't get ugly in any way. Like, we always compromise. We're always trying to find a way to work together because three minds are better than one. You know, like you said, you do learn from that other person's creative process.
Sounds like a radio show, hey, Mabs. Although we haven't really got sound minds in this place.
No, not at all. Far from it.
Candy, if you were to... Okay, so talking... collaborations just currently in SA, like, do you have like a wish list? How do you go about as an artist? I mean, again, it's obviously there's certain people that suit your type of talents, your genre, that kind of stuff. Like, who's on the horizon, so to speak, if you've got like a wish list, hypothetically speaking?
Afrikaans or English?
Well, let's start with Afrikaans, because, you know, we were talking now, it's like it's a very sort of different market as far as, you know, you've got a much more loyal following You know, these are people who still go out and buy CDs. Yes. Like, they're still, like, actually consume the music.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of people nowadays who just steal it. So that's quite different.
You just hit the nail on the head there. But Afrikaans-wise, there's one girl I really would like to do a collaboration with, Andriette Norman. Mm-hmm. She is such a honey. She is down to earth. She's not a diva. She's, I don't know, she's just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. She greets, kisses my mom, you know, typical Afrikaans. Hello, Tani. Hello, Oom, you know. She's so grounded. Mm-hmm. And she's got such a deep, unique voice. She doesn't sound like anyone. If you hear a voice, it's so distinctive that you know that's her. And I have a higher toned voice, so I think the two tones will actually gel very well together.
Very nice. And on a, from an English perspective?
English perspective, there are too many to name.
Give us three.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay. Give us three and then a big international star that you would like to.
Okay. I've already collaborated with Dan, but I'd love to do a duet with him. Mm-hmm. I really think our voices go well together, especially when we're in the process of, you know, creating a song. Whenever we're singing together, it always sounds so great. But he's doing so many collabs at the moment with other people. I know that Tweda Lazy is coming up with him, which is someone I'd also love to work with. Mm. She's so versatile, and I think she brings cool. that little bit of a funk to it. Mm. And Mikasa is actually, I've been eyeing them out for a while because...
Where would you have the time? I mean, they're either cooking, they're traveling, or they're making music. I mean...
It's the truth, you know.
I don't think Mikasa sleeps either.
It's just a wish list, you know. But there's so many. You know what? I don't think South Africa gives our local artists enough credit. We've evolved so much. If you think a couple of years back, music-wise, South Africa wasn't seen as good enough or on an international level. I think the music production wise has evolved so much that we are internationally good enough.
Well, I guess it's kind of easier nowadays as well. You know, we get into the stage where back in the day you had to go press a vinyl. Yes. And there were certain studios that could do certain things.
Yes.
I just finished reading a biography around Freddie Mercury's life, which was basically how music was going somewhere from disco into something else. So back in the early 70s, like, they worked so hard. And there was only like two or three places in London you could probably record. So when you think you're in an emerging market and you're trying to get international game, just pure resources was going to hold you back, which is very, obviously quite difficult.
Candy, what is the ultimate goal for you? You know, typically, historically, when parents listen to their child who says they want to be a recording artist, you know, the initial reaction is, oh, my child is going to be a struggling artist for the rest of their life. Because, you know, you keep hearing about how difficult it is in the music industry. And you yourself said, you know, people just look at it from the outside, seeing the glamorous side, but it's so hard.
It is.
So what is the ultimate goal for you, ideally? I mean, how big would you like to see your star rise? How big would you like your influence to be? What would make you happiest?
Honestly, I've never been one of those artists that is after the fame and the fortune. I know a lot of people do want that. To me, as big as I go is as big as my fan base wants me to go. You know, I'm not one that's searching to be a big billboard star. I just love what I do, genuinely love what I do. And if my music is making someone out there happy, or if my music makes them feel like they're not alone, or I'm dealing with a situation just as much as they are, and I'm going through things just as much as they are, and that people are out there that all dealing with the same things day in and day out, then I'm doing my job right.
And also, you kind of feel that the money is always secondary. I know people always say this, and again, it sounds like a cliche, but if you're doing what you love and you're doing a good thing about it and you put in the hard work, and those are the certain factors that come and complete the equation, then you will always be working and then you'll always be earning.
Look,
it's as simple as that, really.
The money that you make is not CDs anymore. I mean, CD sales have gone so drastically down. I mean, everything's gone digital. And a lot of the older generation, they battle with the digital, you know. So it's either hard copy. So the older generation still buys the CDs, but the younger generation is just so much easier to go and download it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank goodness for iTunes and all those digital outlets that, you know, sell our music. But I think a big issue, you know, essentially, is that the times are changing and we need to change with the times. Musically, you know, everything changes so fast. And yes, we're struggling. I'm indie, so, you know, every cent that I make gets put directly back in making an album, because you have to have an album for people to take you seriously these days, exactly. You know, especially in the Afrikaans industry, and it is so expensive. People have no idea the costs per song these days.
Yeah, studio time's crazy, and then you have no idea. Who are doing editing and mixing,
and then it's printing and, you know, mastering and designing, and then it's wrapping your vehicle and posters and banners, and people don't realize the cost that you as a person are taking out of your pocket to, you know, create your brand. You know what I'm saying? So it costs so much. Everyone just sees, like we said, the glam side, but the most money you're making is from your gigs.
Yeah, sure.
And performing.
So that means you have to be constantly busy, which is...
Constantly, which also takes time away from family and friends. But I'm very blessed to have the friends that I have, because they come and support me. Wherever I am in their area, they are there.
Well, Candy, that's a really great story, and we wish you the absolute best. Where can we find more of you? This is where you plug whatever it is. You don't have to tell us what's currently wrapping your car, but I mean, social media-wise, where we can get your music. Obviously, iTunes is a good start, Apple Music.
Awesome. Apple Music on there, iTunes, everything's Candy Benson.
Just Candy Benson.
Candy Benson.
There's no funny underscores or hashtags.
My Twitter is @CCandy_Benson. My Instagram is Candy B Benson.
Okay.
Just because Candy Benson was taken.
Oh, how dare they?
How dare they?
Someone far less talented, I'm sure.
Yeah, obviously.
And Facebook, Candy Benson. Everything is basically Candy Benson.
Cool. So basically all the updates of your gigs, upcoming tracks, everything. All that kind of stuff.
Also have a website, www.candybenson.co.za.
Very good. See, consistency is the name of the game, really. Okay, thanks so much for joining us today. This is CliffCentral.com.